If you believe in God, you'll say God made man to stay in motion. If you believe in nature, you'll say that nature made man to stay in motion. And if we don't walk, we deteriorate. You got to go back. I'm a former runner. I got caught up in the marathon craze of the 1970s. And here in Dillingham, I used to run to work each day. Circumstances are such now that I can't run anymore, and I can't walk 5 miles a day just because it's so much slower. So I walk 2 miles a day, and once a week I walk to the hospital, which is 5 miles. Well, when I first came to Dillingham, there was one dentist, two physicians, and so we were actually spread pretty thin. Now we have the same number of villages and 8 doctors and 4 or 5 dentists, so we're able to do a lot more village travel. When we first came to rural Alaska, there were no phones in the villages, and so the old, what they called AM radios, which were used on the fishing boats and in the schools and in the canneries, was the only means of communication. And it was sort of haphazard, depending on weather, depending on location. They would probably knock on the school teacher's door or the cannery, the person that was taking care of the cannery over the winter, and ask if they could use the radio. And our radio was on all the time. So somebody'd hear them calling, then you'd get back and have a two-way conversation and negotiate what should be done in the village and the appropriateness of sending out an airplane to pick somebody up. The disease pattern has really changed. And back when I first came here, tuberculosis was a big problem. Also, other infectious diseases that have been eliminated with the introduction of vaccines. Tuberculosis, we see an occasional case, but we'll go 2-3 years at Kanakanak without an active case. And back in the 60s, we'd see 10 to 15 per year. The main issue right now is alcoholism. And over the past few years, drugs, and particularly heroin. But alcoholism is still the one of the major causes of family disruptions, child abuse, domestic violence, accidents, shootings, stabbings. Another huge change that started back in the 50s, in the 60s. Before that time, everybody was active. You saw no fat kids. Hardly anybody was overweight. There was no diabetes. Rare exceptions. And then came outboard engines and snow machines and chainsaws and tools to cut holes in the ice. And so the activity level of the general population has decreased. And you know, it's not all bad, but there are certain aspects of it are really unfortunate. The increase in heart disease, the increase in diabetes, obesity, all of these are related to diet and exercise. I attend a medical meeting each year at the University of Washington. Slow down here. I compare my notes from year to year, and it's very interesting that some things don't change. The dose of aspirin changes and antibiotics change. Heart medicine changes. But the most frequently recommended treatment program at the University of Washington is walking. And that hasn't changed over 50 years. I think it's pretty well proven that no matter what illness you have, staying fit and active will be of benefit. A famous old monk from years ago said that I haven't seen a sickness I couldn't walk away from.